This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Stephanie Abrams Travel Shows. We've assembled a new program today comprised of some of the best interviews. Let's get started. Here's travel expert Stephanie Abrams.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, I'm thrilled to have you with us. And if you've missed any part of today's show, then you really have missed something. We've done an hour-long introductory on the history of the family that owns Baleek Castle in Ballinagh, County Mayo, Ireland. And it's so special that all of this is kind of serendipitously beyond coincidental, in that our studio, where my senior producer David Isby is anchoring today from our studio at the beautiful Berkshire Crown Plaza Hotel in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And Pittsfield is the sister city to Ballinagh, County Mayo. And many of those who are listening to us on WBRK 101.7 FM in Pittsfield, and maybe some who are listening on WSBS 860 on the AM dial. Get it right. Did I get that right, David? 860 on the AM dial in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, have actually been to Baleek Castle, this fabulous, fabulous building. And it's more than a building. It is a cozy home where you can have the privilege of staying as well, and or coming by for a drink and a meal and some special entertainment or whatever happens to be going on here, because I suspect that there is more going on than we have time to even talk about. But I want to talk about particularly more about the opportunities for you to come and visit and stay at Baleek Castle. If, again, you missed any part of today's show, you can go to the podcast and to the archived audio at sabrams, sabrams.com. Subscribe to the podcast free. And check out travelers411.com, where you'll find photos and an opportunity to ask questions and question answers, if you'd like. We're going to be talking with Paul Duran, the Baron of Salt at Baleek Castle, right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Shows are brought to you by Amtrak, introducing Amtrak's Adirondack Weekend Getaway Fair. Enjoy a scenic train ride boarding anywhere along the route from New York City to Montreal for just $90 round trip. Restrictions apply. Get all the details and book exclusively at Amtrak.com. Amtrak, enjoy the journey.
I have Paul Duran with me. We were talking in depth earlier about the history of the family, particularly his father's distinguished, illustrious, wild adventurer past. And we finally made it to the point where Baleek Castle came into the family's life. And explain to me, Paul, the Baron of Salt. Is salt a place? Because it's not the Baron of Salt and Pepper.
Correct. Nor the Barrel of Salt.
It's the title my father picked up, and it's from County Kildare. And Salt would be like we're in Garran Keel here. It's just a little area which was defined as a baronetcy.
Well, was there
North and South Salt.
Was there a piece of property that went along with
it? It comes with a whole load of rights, and there would have been at the time. It's no longer there. The rights are still there, but, you know, there are mining rights, shooting rights, fishing rights, but we don't even look at them.
Okay. So what is your earliest memory, Paul, of Bleak Castle in your life?
Well, I came here as a seven-year-old. And
you came from the Isle of Jersey.
Isle of Jersey, yeah. I was born in Jersey.
Okay. And the Isle of Jersey, for those of you just joining us, is part of the Channel Islands between the UK and France in the English Channel.
Correct.
And it's a very, I mean, I've only seen pictures, but it seems like a miniature of New Zealand. It's a very grassy kind of rural sheep agricultural kind of a place. Well, cows.
Actually.
Lots of cows.
It's where the Jersey cow comes from. That pretty little beige and white animal with the big eyelashes, which is some of the cutest of cows.
I know there are people completely enamored by cows, so I get it. They're like big dogs.
They're cute.
So was your father ever a farmer, or he was more interested in the sea?
No, the sea.
Yeah, okay. So after opening the Revere Hotel and another in Jersey, did he open the second hotel?
No,
you opened that one. And then, so in the midst of all of this, he decided a nice, lovely, safe haven in
safe
a world that's mad in the 1950s, 60s. He would move the family to Ireland, and he bought Bleak Castle.
Well, he bought it, actually.
Or did he trade it for nylon stockings?
Correct. The mayor of Ballinar at the time loved nylon stockings. And Jersey cows. Right. We bought it off the county council. I mean, it had been empty and for a number of years. The whole place had no furniture in it. No decoration, everything was painted white, and the county council were about to take the roof off, okay, because the county council are responsible for the national property taxes, the rates.
Oh, yeah, and if you don't have a proper roof, you don't pay tax.
You got it in one. So it was just about to have the roof taken off, and my father came along and said, hey, I'll buy that property. So he bought it for £3,000. The county council were delighted.
Where was I? And when that was going
delighted.
On.
Yeah, it's not a lot of money, but it was completely empty. All the electric cabling in it had lead coating on it. There was no plumbing, no heating. We had to do everything. And all the antiques you see today around here have been put in by my family.
All collectibles. Yeah. Well, you know, one of the reasons, not just in Ireland, but other places, particularly in Europe, they had similar laws that, well, in fact, I don't think in America you can get a mortgage on a house unless the roof and the plumbing are in good order. And, you know, and so, but at that time, you wouldn't pay taxes if the roof had, and people would routinely go and damage the roof. So they wouldn't have to pay taxes, but then the water would come in, rot the beams, the roof would cave in, trees would start growing up out of the floors, and nature would reclaim the space, and that's why you find, you know, ruins that are really ruined.
That's why there's so many ruined castles in Ireland. It was down to the rates. The property owner couldn't afford to maintain the rates and the property, so they took the roof off, and the property decayed. But it's they didn't have to pay any further property tax.
Right. Happily, Loch Ness Castle in Donegal, it was down to being a facade. And when you see pictures of what it looked like when the investors came in, and the photos, you just have the facade of the building and trees growing up where the roof used to be. And in the interior, it's like a jungle. You walk in there today, you think the Duke of somebody just moved out. And you've just been invited in. You would never know that a Kilronan Castle
Absolutely.
In Roscommon, Ballyfarnan, same story. And both of them, as a matter of fact, you know, we've been staying in along this route. They're among my favorite places to be, and they were in complete ruin. So this wasn't that far along, but it had its problems.
No. Yeah. The property is very well built,
yes,
and the roof's intact. It was completely watertight and dry inside. But taking the roof off of valuable historic properties happened as late as 1981.
Oh, wow.
That's not a long time ago. That's 30 or 40 years.
Wow.
They're still taking these historic properties and destroying them.
So you moved here. You were 7.
So I used to come.
What was that like?
Great fun.
Can you remember your first impression when you came up the drive and saw the building for the first time?
No.
That's a pity.
No, I don't.
See, I would have remembered that.
Yeah.
I have one of those ridiculous memories.
I don't remember that incident, but I was brought up here. School holidays, Christmas, Easter, and summer were here in Ireland, and term time, I was in Jersey being educated.
Oh, okay.
So I was back and forward, and I've lived really in the two places ever since.
So tell me about Jersey politically. It's an independent place?
Yeah, Jersey, in 1066, when William the Conqueror invaded England, killed Harold, became the King of England, Jersey and Guernsey were part of the Duchy of Normandy, okay? So they became under the English crown. So today, Queen Elizabeth II is still the Duke of Normandy, okay? Because the title is a male title, the Duke. She's not the Duchess.
Hold that thought, because I have to talk to you about something. We'll be right back. Don't leave me this, Stephanie. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. You know, I'm a great believer in traveling richly. Let me introduce you to Colette, a company delivering value-packed, world-class travel experiences since 1918. With remarkable itineraries that can take you to all 7 continents, they'll immerse you in the culture, history, and cuisine of the world's most spectacular places. Visit everything from vibrant cities to remote villages with like-minded travelers. Along the way, enjoy perks like Colette's home-to-airport round-trip sedan service provided on air-inclusive tours. What a great way to travel. For details on this and other Colette services, call 877-760-7616 or visit gocolette.com. That's go, COLLETTE.com.
This weather report is brought to you by Jamaica Tourist Board. The long-range weather forecast for the north, coast-to-coast, calls for snow, sleet, icy rain, slippery roads, and temperatures with the wind chill factor well below zero. The long-range forecast for Jamaica calls for warm and sunny today, warm and sunny tomorrow, next month, and the months that follow, with highs around 83 degrees and lows around 76. Isn't it time to plan your winter breakaway in Jamaica now? Learn more at visitjamaica.com.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now, 800-659-7975, 800-659-7975.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show brought to you by Rumors, Stephanie Abrams' novel of secrets, lies, and conspiracies that ensnare the lives of ordinary people in a tightening web that all starts with rumors. Available at Amazon.com in print and Kindle formats and BarnesandNoble.com. Rumors by Stephanie Abrams, the perfect leisure time companion.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I don't usually get into the history of things so deeply, but this fascinates me. I'm with Paul Duran, who is, for all intents and purposes, the owner. I liked him, though, with the Baron of Salt, who is the Lord of the Manor here at Bully Castle. It's quite formal sounding, isn't it?
Very, very, very posh, you know.
Yes, very posh. And Paul was born in Jersey, yes?
Oh, yes.
Yes, and one of the Channel Islands that grew up there until he was about seven when the family bought Bully Castle in Ballinagh in County Mayo, Ireland, but continued to be educated in Jersey and spending every leisure moment of school holidays and summers and whatnot here in Ireland. And you mentioned, because I was interested in, I don't know why, I guess I never paid much attention to it, but I always thought the Channel Islands were owned by the UK. But they're quite independent.
You're going to get yourself into trouble. We're very, very independent.
Okay. You're very independent. However, the Queen of England is the Duke of Normandy.
Correct.
And this is like a Duchy of Normandy kind
it
of?
It was, but it was released in 1605 by John at Runnymede to be independent. So we actually, our official title is the Bailiwick of Jersey and the Bailiwick of Guernsey. We're actually independent Jersey and Guernsey. And we have
our
own.
All right, well, then that saves you, because then you're really not a Brit.
No.
I feel much better now.
I'm Jersey, and that's my local accent, a bit like South African.
It is a bit like South African. Say that again. What?
On peut faire le même accent en français aussi, hein?
Mais je parle français.
Mais c'est très bien.
Mais vous parlez français.
Oh, oui,
vous parlez français avec un accent étrange.
Là, je parlais avec l'accent de Jersey, hein? My Jersey accent.
Yes, I speak French with a Jersey accent. Okay, that's a little different.
Moving on rapidly.
No, but I have to tell you. I'm still stuck. You know, what's Desmond's last name? The 29th Knight of Glynn, rest his soul. Fitzgerald, how could I forget that? Desmond Fitzgerald, the 29th Knight of Glynn from Glynn Castle, whose oldest part was built 800 years ago, and then parts were added on. He passed away maybe 2 years ago, if it's that long. What a nice man, gentleman, lovely, lovely man. In fact, go to my website, people, sabrams.com, sabrams.com. Put into the search box Glynn, G-L-I-N, Glenn Castle photo. And probably what you'll get when you get the result links, you'll see a little thumbnail shot of me standing with Desmond Fitzgerald, the 29th night of Glenn. He and his wife, Olda, do you know the film, the original film, Paul? If you've just joined us, I'm talking with Paul Duran at Balik Castle. You know the film, the original film, Mary Poppins? There's an actress that plays the children's mother, Mrs. Banks, and the actress is Glynis Johns.
Well, I know the movie.
Okay, you know Glynis Johns.
I don't think I've seen it since I was six, however.
Oh, I watch everything I like about 1,000 times, so I can actually jump right into the dialogue. But Olda Fitzgerald, Desmond's wife, could be the twin sister of Glynis Johns. She sounds like her. Her gestures are like her. It's just amazing. Such a nice lady. They have five girls. And Desmond was very clear that the title could not be passed to one of his girls because there's no knightess. And I said, so what? I mean, if Anne Boleyn's daughter Elizabeth could be queen, then why can't the title of the 30th Knight of Glynn go to your oldest daughter, or if not, to her son, the grandson? He said, yep, doesn't work that way, can't do it. And now you're telling me the Queen of England is the Duke of Normandy.
Quite correct.
Well, you know what I think? I think the person who has the pencil that writes the rules has the eraser at the other end to flip it over and erase what you don't like and flip it back and rewrite it the way you want it to be.
I'm with you on that one. I think so, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what's happened over at Glynn Castle. Have to go check it out and see what's going on there. But I have long believed that title should not die with Desmond. So that's that story.
Well, Desmond would be intrigued that in Jersey, when we finished our dinners, we toast the Queen. We go to the Queen, our Duke. Sip our whiskey.
It's very funny. It really is very funny. So at what point did you decide that you were going to take the 10 bedrooms at Balik Castle and turn them into a place where people traveling through could come and stay and enjoy and feel at home as if they are in their very own fairy tale castle?
Well, that decision was probably made prior to buying the castle. In 1961, my father wanted to own a castle hotel in Ireland. That was his ambition. And as I told you, he was already building his own castle.
Did he know what he was getting
into?
Jersey.
Probably not. But between 1961 and 1970, we converted the castle into a usable hotel.
And so what is the total number of people that can sleep here?
Well, 20, I guess. We used to have 16 bedrooms, but as the aspirations of travelers increased, we reduced the number of bedrooms by, well, my father had just put bedrooms in, but they were too small, so I took them out and made two bedrooms into one bedroom. So we've gone from 16 down to 10 rooms, effectively.
And so that would mean there's some of them are more like suites, so they've got a little
really.
More the, sitting area, or they're just bigger?
Yeah, this is an enormous property when you stand outside and you look, but there's no room in it. All the ceilings are 22 feet high, and we really are struggling for space. So I guess originally there'd have been five or six bedrooms on the first floor, which would be in the family rooms. And they'd have been very large bedrooms with fireplaces and big four-poster beds. We made them slightly more. We needed more rooms in the hotel, so my father compromised a little bit at the time, and we've just stepped back a bit from that, and we're just making the rooms more comfortable.
Don't leave me. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Ireland's bubbling over in 2015 with festivals and events you don't want to miss. Surround yourself in celebrations of Ireland this year as the country commemorates the 150th birthday of Nobel Prize-winning poet W.B. Yeats. Ireland is always in season, no matter when you go. Explore Yeats' homeland in the shadow of Ben Bulben, County Sligo, Slab Mountain. Immerse yourself in Irish Design 2015, a year-long showcase of the very best of Irish design, workmanship, ingenuity, and innovation. And enjoy delicious dining along the way. You'll find locally sourced produce, freshly delivered Irish cheeses and creamery products, fish and seafood caught in Irish waters, and Irish lamb and beef prepared into mouth-watering meals. Fortified with a full Irish breakfast, tee up in this golfer's paradise as 2015 welcomes the Irish Open at Royal County Down. And play on courses throughout Ireland, where champions have honed their skills. The dollar is stronger than ever, and with more flights to Ireland than ever before, make 2015 the year you visit Ireland. Ireland.com.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio.
I'm Ernest Dwight with a warm welcome inviting you to visit the Caribbean Hotel and Tourism Association's Education Foundation booth at the New York Times Travel Show on Saturday and Sunday, January 24th and 25th at the Jacob Javits Center in New York City.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We're going to be taking a tour about here at Balik Castle in Ballina, County Mayo. I'm with Paul Duran, Lord of the Manor at Balik Castle. A very laid-back Lord of the Manor, may I say. And tell us what we will be seeing as we tour. What makes Balik Castle special? Oh, and one of the things I've learned, if you've just joined us, is that Balik seems to be the root name or the Irish name for Ballina.
I believe that that's correct.
Well, we're going to say it is.
Yeah, why not?
By royal decree.
By royal decree.
If the Queen can be the Duke of Normandy, then Balik can be the Irish of Ballina. Talk to me.
So, my father restored the castle in his own eclectic way. What you see here isn't a pure version of what would have been here for the Knox Gore family when they had the property built in 1825. It's much more fun. My father was a little eccentric, and when he restored it, he wanted to kind of follow the old traditions, and he liked medieval traditions, etc. So a lot of the stuff you're going to see today is his own injection of personality, which makes the place lively and more exciting and practical as a hotel, because it wasn't built as a hotel. For example, the bar down here on my right, where you can hear some people having some drinks now. We call it Armada Bar. My father, coming from his maritime origins, was inspired by the story of the Spanish Armada coming down the west coast of Ireland in 1588 and being destroyed by what they call the Protestant winds. Early storms in September, which blew 29 of their flotilla onto the Irish coastline. So he went out and collected shipwrecked timber, most of it from a bark which was wrecked here on the River Moy back in the early part of the last century, but some pieces from the Spanish Armada boats.
We're still there.
Yeah, they're still up there in Grange up in Sligo. And we just simply went up to them on the beach, sawed off the bits we wanted and brought them back here.
That's
and
unbelievable.
Integrated them into this bar here. So you have a full wooden bar which is completely alien to the original castle, but it's so much in character.
It's very maritime.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And on the left you have a figurehead of a Spanish Armada galleon, which turns out to be the bust of Hernando Cortes, the Spanish conquistador, who in the early 1500s conquered Mexico. And this bust here, which probably wasn't off the front of the boat, but an internal decoration, was washed up in the 1500s, 1588, in Achill, about 50 miles to the west of here, and lived for 400 years in a little farmhouse. And my father bought it in the early 60s as part of a Spanish antiquity.
That's incredible. That's really incredible. Now, you said that downstairs there's a dungeon-y area.
Yeah.
Tell us about the dungeon-y area.
So we have, we're living in a very classical or neo-Gothic property here, which was built by the famous architect John Benjamin Keane back in 1825 for the Knox Gore family. And it's very austere and beautiful, but very regimented. Now, it was built on the site of a property which was referred to as Balik Abbey. Ballina was a commercial hub
for this area. It's the first crossing point on the River Moy between Sligo and Mayo, and it has the finest salmon river today in Ireland, the most productive, prolific source of rod-caught salmon in Ireland today. And if you can imagine going back to the 14th century, we're at Bleak Castle here would be pole position at the top end, closest to Ballinar, of four abbeys, monasteries, Franciscan monasteries, along the banks of the River Moy, because they had access to the sea, they had access to fine salmon fishing, and there was a port here.
So tell me about the dungeon.
So the dungeon is my father. What you're going to see is a recreation by my father using medieval material of what he believed was here beforehand, which was Bleak Abbey, where the monks used to live. And I think you're going to be fairly impressed.
Well, tell me what we're going to see.
Well, there's a large great hall which features a some very fine panelling, probably the finest panelling in Ireland, which dates from about 1620, which would have been originally owned by a trading house, a guild hall. And the brief to the artist who was going to carve these individual panels would be a presentation of etchings on paper of stereotypes of the people that this trading house, this guild hall, would meet in their trading around the planet. So you have little Arabic characters, you have little Jewish characters, you have several Red Indians, you have Aztec Indians, you have Peruvian Indians, you have Italians, you have Dutchmen. And this whole paneled wall is set at the end of our great hall, and it integrated into these faces, these stereotypes, are the coats of arms, the Gothic representations of the owners of that guild hall. So you've got coats of arms with rampant griffins on them, pig's heads, bastinets, suits of armour, little symbols of the family culture at the time. And that's at one end of the great hall.
Now, I understand that you have all kinds of dinners and parties for very large groups down there. Is that true?
Correct.
How many people can you seat?
Well, today we would seat comfortably 200 persons down there.
That's huge.
It's big enough, yeah. And we do, we feature weddings, obviously. Weddings is a very good product for us. It's efficient, and that really does help with our maintenance of the property. Our fuel oil bill last year for diesel oil, heating oil, alone was €45,000, which is something like $65,000 to $75,000 just for the fuel oil alone. So you can imagine that we need to have our revenue fairly active to live with some of the overheads of running a castle.
Or I could see, you know, having a wonderful party in this unique setting at Bleak Castle if you actually have 100 to 200 people. But you have 10 bedrooms. Have you thought about adding housing facilities on the property, as some have built lodges of various kinds?
Yes, that has been contemplated, considered over the time in various ways. But actually,
good that
you
didn't start it in 2008.
Yeah, I think it could well have just destroyed us.
Yeah.
Many places that borrowed the money based on what happened between 2000
and
2008, they got slaughtered. Fortunately, we didn't get involved in that. And, do you know, the purity of it is quite nice. And when we're doing a wedding, we have the family in here. It's usually 10 rooms is sufficient. And their guests, there's plenty of accommodation around the town. It's a busy little town. We have a fine selection of hotels. You have the beautiful Mount Falcon, which is another little sister hotel from the same period, built in the neo-Gothic style. A beautiful little property. You have the Ice House, which is just across the river here. The Ice House is a property which has been converted in the noughties, which was originally the river froze over here in the winter, and they would chip away at the ice and make a winter storage, fill up all the dungeons over there, the vaulted rooms with ice, and that ice would last through the summer, and then they'd be able to ice up the salmon.
Is Ken Bergen still the general manager there?
No, Ken's moved on. He's gone down to Waterford, I think. And Niall is now the GM.
Now Karen's?
I don't know the second name. I'd have to look it up.
Do you know where he came from? No? I'll have to go check it out. I bet it's Niall Cairns, who used to be at Lislochry. And before that was at the
I think that's him.
No kidding. All right. Good to know everybody. Yeah, and I heard that Dara Cruz, who used to be the GM there, last I heard he went to what is now a Marriott. The Powers Court Falls used to be the Ritz-Carlton.
Dara, as you say, cruised on.
Yes, he did cruise on.
Very nice guy. Like
they're all that. Well, there's something special. You have to.
Niall Cairns.
Yeah. He used to be at, for a time period, he was the GM over at the G in Galway. And before that, he was, or no, after that, he was the general manager of what's now called Ashford Lodge.
This
used to be called the Lislochry Lodge. And, we got to go by and say hi. Well, we're going to take a quick break and come back and wrap up. Don't leave me. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you in Dublin, Ireland, from music to art, dance, architecture, history, literature, or maybe relax at a spa, take a golf lesson, or cooking class by the side of the sea. In Dublin, you'll find unique hotels, even authentic castle hotels, conveniently located close to theaters, concerts, shopping, attractions, and great restaurants. Don't miss the Book of Kells exhibit at Trinity College, the dramatic tour at Dalkey Castle, the quaint fishing village of Hoat, the elegantly furnished historic Malahide Castle, and the luxurious Powers Court Garden. Gardens and house, where you'll find the mesmerizing Powers Court Falls and the 700-foot-long Palladian-style Rustborough House are all located in a tight circle around County Dublin and adjacent County Wicklow. And we've only scratched the surface of Ireland's east. There are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares. So visit your travel agent and Ireland.com.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobetes is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobetes for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88 to 93.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobetes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobetes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobetes now. Call 800-554-4128 and get your free bottle. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-4128. That's 800-554-4128.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Shows are brought to you in part by the Crown Plaza Pittsfield Berkshire Hotel. Call 413-499-2000 or log on to berkshirecrown.com. Crown Plaza Pittsfield Berkshire Hotel, the place to meet.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Stephanie Abrams here, very comfortable in front of the fireplace in the great room of Balik Castle in Ballinagh, the County Mayo, Ireland. There are so many interesting features that are in abundance at Balik Castle. And among them are architectural pieces like fireplaces. We're sitting in front of a fireplace that has a coat of arms on it. Do you know anything about that? I'm talking with Paul Duran, who is the owner, lord of the manor, Baron of Salt. I like this title. Here at Balik Castle. What can you tell us about the coat of arms on the fireplace? Anything? Do you know
Stephanie,
anything about
I'm
it?
I'm shaking my head and looking at you.
You know nothing. You,
and I love these pop-up questions. Yes, I do. That is the coat of arms from Sir Francis Knox School, the original house. And it's echoed above the gate. If you look at the gate into the courtyard, there's the same coat of arms other side, and we actually use that coat of arms on all our marketing material. I liked it, and
it looks like there's a couple of falcons on it, and then it looks like there's three tomahawks, so it's and three swords, so it's like, don't start with us.
Yeah, it's kind of threatening, isn't it? You know, we have a selection of scalps downstairs to go with the armor. Don't worry. If you're nice with me on air, I won't deprive you of your haircut.
I have to introduce you to my cousin Jerry. I think you're cut from the same piece of cloth.
Poor chap.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you know, he'd be the one to give you the history of crossbows. You know?
Ah, my favorite piece in my armory downstairs is a 1500 crossbow.
Well, I've got to introduce you guys. What's the chances you're coming over to the U.S.?
I'm always back and forward.
You're going to have to let me know. You have to promise you're going to let me know.
I have a business in the U.S.
Where? What state is it in?
Chicago.
All right. Well, you fly over us. So either come into New York or you come into Boston, or actually you could fly into Hartford or you could fly into Albany, and we'll come and fetch you.
That'd be excellent.
Yeah, I would love that. Have you been to the cloisters?
No, you asked me that yesterday.
Ah, yes. I need to get you to the cloisters. Mm. Well, not just the tapestries. They also have armor and whatnot there. And, but most of the stuff that's there, because you have a reproduction. This is the reason for the conversation.
Not this one.
No.
That's
the
original.
Out in the hall.
This one's 1700. French. Aubusson.
Has some very nice dogs in it, too.
Yeah. And the king hunting. The stag, you see.
Yes.
And there's behind her, there's the troops.
This tapestry I'm looking at is the size of Oklahoma, people. It's about 6 feet tall, and it's probably, I'm going to say, 24 feet long.
That'd be close.
Yeah, it's huge. And but in the foyer, there's a reproduction of one of the unicorn tapestries. And I pointed out to Paul yesterday that if you go to the cloisters in the Bronx in New York, you will find the original unicorn tapestries, including the one that is probably the most popular one that you see. It has a cobalt blue background, and the unicorn is fenced behind a white picket fence that surrounds it. And you often see that on, you go out to buy a little journal or diary or notebook of some sort, and it'll be on the cover of it. But the original of that, and in such wonderful condition, and there must be a dozen of them there, a dozen different ones of varying sizes, most of them from large to huge. And but the colors, the reds and the blues, are so bright and vibrant. It's just incredible that they can be as old as they are and in such fantastic condition. You'll go nuts there.
Clearly, yeah.
Yeah, I got to take you there. Tell me when you're coming. Pick a date. Don't frighten me. Just
March.
Pick a date. March is good. Come early March, because late March I want to be here.
Okay.
All right. So you'll come over. We'll come back together. That could be good. So tell me, you're going to tell me about, there's another fireplace that's fairly snazzy.
Most of the fireplaces in the property, this one we're sitting in front of, the one in the main hall, the one in Lord Aaron's breakfast room down the far end, they're all original fireplaces. However, the one downstairs, the original fireplace was stone, in limestone, and was very bad condition. So my father said, it's not really good enough, we're going to take that out, but don't worry, I have just the fireplace to go there. And the fireplace was a fireplace he bought in Jersey Island, and it was part of the demolition of the Jersey government house when the Queen was rebuilding a new property.
You mean the Duke of Normandy?
The Duke of Normandy. Right. She was the Duke of Normandy. She was building a new house for her representative, the lieutenant governor. They knocked down the old 12th century building. My father was there, and he bought quite a lot of stone from it, including this magnificent granite fireplace, which he had to sign a document to say it wouldn't leave Jersey. He immediately put it into a container. It weighs 23 tons and posted it here to the west coast of Ireland. And along with
your dad's my kind of guy. It's
along with
talk about smack in the face of authority. Yeah. You gotta love it. I got a committee I want him to serve on.
And so we put it up downstairs. And it looks fantastic. You'll see it. Complete with rotisserie, medieval spit and everything.
So let's... I'm stuck on the fact that he signed a document that he would not allow the fireplace to leave Jersey. And 10 minutes later, it was on a ship to Ireland. So...
Don't tell the Queen.
The document was... But see, yeah, that's the part that confuses me. If Jersey is an independent entity... Why does the UK or the Queen have anything to do with it?
Okay. You weren't listening.
I'm in information overload at the moment. And it's still a little bit of jet lag. So
okay,
talk to me.
So Jersey was part of the Duchy of Normandy.
Right.
1066.
Yes.
William the Conqueror became King of England by
right.
killing...
Right, now that part
English
I know. Okay, I'm talking about what happened in 1950-something or 60-something.
Okay, but she is still the representative. The Queen is still the head of Jersey by the fact she's the Duke of Normandy, not by the fact she's Queen
got
of
it.
England.
Okay. All right.
We're independent from England. We have our own government and so on, but we owe allegiance to the Queen. That's all it is. She turns up once every 20 years.
Okay.
Check us out.
So the fact that this piece of paper was signed, it was of no consequence?
Not really, no. I don't think even
you lie in the birdcage with that you sign it.
Exactly,
yes,
yeah.
I get it. This has been such a delightful experience. We're in Ireland. Isn't it a glorious way to start the new year? You can be here, too. We're flying high.
Let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.